We begin Daf Dalad, begin them in Alpha, begin Tais Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, with these Tais actually from this Debre Maschel until the Maschel Maihi belongs on Gimel Mabez. But the Gemara quotes that the halacha was, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, is, as Tais Girsa, Achi Azmikul, until he takes a Nazir from them all. As Tais explains, it doesn't have to mean he has to delineate everything. Oh, yeah, Mustama, which is say unspecific. The Mashma Kamil the Nazir's Kibbalah, which that sounds like he's accepting all the halachas of Nazir's. Now, that what Akmar means to say in Reb Shimon is Vimbola Farish, Hearts, and Bezag. This comes to start specifying grape seeds, grape skins. Okay, then Sokal Farish come, then you got to specify them all. Gam Tiklach, the Tumma, also the hair cutting and the Tumma. Next Tais Master begins the Gemara that the opinion of Reb Shimon is based on the Pasik of Mikol Hashayes Ya'asa Megefen Hayayim, from whatever is made from the grape of the wine, which the word kol is Alma, the Mekul Tzarech L'Hasa, obviously that the Nazir is made from everything. It says Tais, what to say, wait a second, the Pasik doesn't mention anything about hair cutting in the Tumah, how do you know that's also included, that you have to accept that for the Nazir's? What you could say is the keeping the gold lemon the ambience. Since we're revealing this idea, this concept by wine, that has to be everything. Then you're talking about the clocks of the tumor, and then it also means you have to accept also the hair cutting in the tumor. The nafkalamalish and the chromicom, and learn from the wording of the pasuk from everything, which means everything. Like Tais Master begins with the Gemara behind the Sheikh Yazim. The Chacham, on the other hand, they learn that from the pasuk of this pasuk behind the Sheikh Yazim, which Tais explained, Master, it sounds like a even one of these items is going to make you a denazer. Why? What do you see there from this pasuk? Like, Farks and Mikolash, yes, and Megefen, the other pasuk already says, whatever is made from the Geffen, Lomalim, if the Meyam Meshech, we have to mention this pasuk, Yamashech, Lashmin, rather come to tell us, even if you took a neder. Only from one of these things, the Chan is love, then the Ziz is going to take effect. I feel like Keshabala Farsh, and even if he's coming to specify, because the Hachach Harsim Zag Mixiv, it doesn't say over here, the grape seed and the grape skin. So it's whatever it is that you mention is going to be enough. Next test master beginning with the Gemara that, according to Reb Shimon, what does he do with the pasuk of the Chachamim, of Miyayin B'Sheikha Yazir, which it sounds like even anyone of them, he says, no, that's to teach a lesser Yayin Mitzvah in your shows, to say that the wine of the Mitzvah is just as forbidden as the wine that's an option. Claim, in other words, Mikra Yaseri, the Miyayin B'Sheikha Yazir, and this extra pasuk, Miyayin B'Sheikha Yazir, that's where we learn out this halach. Next says, Master, the Gemara asked, wait a second, Mahi, what's the wine of mitzvah that you're saying that the nedav nazir is going to take a fight on? Which wine is a mitzvah? It's kedusha, v'abdalta, kedusha, v'abdalta, mushba, v'anur, hasi, nahi. So the simple understanding of the Gemara, as Tais begins with, sounds like the Gemara is asking, wait a second, how could the nedav nazir take effect? But that's, you already have already sworn at Har Sinai that you're going to keep all the mitzvah of the Torah. And the kedushim they rise. So being kedush on Shabbos is biblical. V'ech tochel of nazir, and therefore how could the nedav nazir take effect on the shvu that you already took, that you are going to drink this wine. But, says Tais B'Kosh, this is difficult, because the adrab, to the contrary, that's why you need an extra superfluous pasuk, let me tell you, the chayla naziris, that nazir should take effect. Well, of course, why do we need a pasuk? The pasuk is necessary only because you would say not like that. So, but that's what the chiddush of the pasuk is saying. But, Kosh, definitely what's difficult, says Tais, is, my mishani bozach, why is the Gemara then subsequently answered, and says, oh, you're right, it's not kiddush Abdallah. It's rather kagun shenish balishtis, is someone swore yet that he's going to drink. He swore this himself. And then he went and took a nedav nazirus, and that's what the pasuk is teaching to us: nazirus v'chayil la'shvu, that the nazirus is going to take effect, even though he swore he's going to drink. The nedav is going to take effect that he cannot drink. So Tais makom makom tikshalei. The same question still applies. What do you mean? In other words, Kloima says Tais, what it means not from Har Sinai, but yeah, the ein mushba v'im yigol mazir. There's no greater previous already sworn in shenish v'lishos where he himself swore to drink. So why? How's that any different than kiddush, where you swore thousands of years ago in Har Sinai, or you swore 2 hours ago that you're going to drink? Either one, you swore you're going to drink. So what's the difference? What's the more answering? But because the third question is what's difficult is the Kiddush Yom Lav Derei, so it's not true. Making Kiddush on Shabbos to drink the wine is not biblical. Because the need Namidach Siv Zach, although it says, Zach HaSem HaShav L'Kadshe, to remember the Shinan, the Gemara Darshans elsewhere in the Gemara in Pesachim, that Zachar Eliyan means to remember it on wine, to remember the Shabbos, and remember leaving Mitzrayim. But HaSmachta, that's just an illusion. So it's not even biblical. So what are you saying in Moshe Bavayim Elam Har Sinai? So to the contrary, Lekein Nir L'Rabbein the Tam, where he answers all the questions, he says, actually, the Gersina B'Temeya. The Gemara's question is not, I, Hari Moshe Bavayim Elam Har Sinai. It's rather in the question. And really, the Gersa should be with like the word V'chi. V'chi Moshe Bavayim Elam Har Sinai? What do you think? He's sworn that he's going to drink this from Har Sinai? In other words, Lomali Kra Meyutra, a very different question according to the way it tries to bring.
Why do you need an extra pasuk? Lesser yayin mitzvah to say that the wine of mitzvah is going to be forbidden through your nedim naziris. That's what the extra pasuk of yayin mishecha yaz is referring to. What do you mean? What, you think you sworn on this from Har Sinai? In other words, the hid the kiddush of deraisa, although making kiddush on Shabbos is biblical, but yayin lav deraisa, to make it in a cup of wine, that's not biblical. The zechariah yayin nesmach, the test that we say you should recall it on wine, is only an illusion. So what do you need a pasuk for? Of course, the nedim naziris will take effect. But Hashem Shani, now makes sense the Gemara is answering Kagun Janish Balish is where he swore to drink. Oh, you swore to drink. Oh, so that's you're already biblical obligated in your Shavua. And that's what Kamash Mokrei said. That's what the extra pasuk is going to teach us. The Chayla, it's going to take effect. Avakav Shanish Balish, although you swore to drink. Makes sense about the beginning of the Gemara, Laluf of the Mikdash. What does the extra word Shecher do according to Reb Shimon? So that's to teach you regarding the base of Mikdash, meaning Mahacha, we learn from here. That is, you're not going to be liable for entering the Beit HaMikdash intoxicated elayin only on wine, because it takes out the word b'shecher. Lafugim Rebuda, which it comes to Rebuda v'chula, etc. Rebuda says you would be chayiv, anything that's intoxicated. That's what we're learning out. That's not. The next test must have been with the words of Gemara. The Ibai Sema said that actually, you don't have to say like Rava. You could say Reb Shimon Lesa Issa Chal Issa. He does not hold that one issa can take effect on another issa, pierce another, the alma in general. To the time, like we'll learn the braisa, which the Gemara brings the braisa, that you're not chayv for eating the veil on Yom Kippurim. So what's the Gemara answering? So Tais explains, we love krahacha zirve, if we didn't have the extra pasuk b'yayin, b'sheikh yazir, how I would have thought to say, hecha de nishba shaloi lishlis, not like Rabbit says, to drink. If someone swore he's not going to drink, b'shuv, heza b'nazda b'shos b'yayin, and then again he took, now, naziris, which also you're not allowed to drink, and the Mishnah is beyond to drink wine, that you would think L'chayv and Naziris would not be liable for the Isser of Naziris, because the Isser of not drinking wine was ready there before, and you can't have Isser Chalissa. K'mashal and Koyeseira, that's why you need the extra pasuk the Mayan Meshecher. The Nishba Shalai Lish Tlais Kaysev, someone swore not to drink this cup of wine. And Benot Benazah didn't take some Nedim Naziris of Abba Shalai Kaysev, and then he violates and drinks the cup. And we have to tell you, the Lekha Tati, you're going to get two sets of lashes. One Meshavasa, one for the oath, and Mushu Naziris, and one for the subsequent Naziris. And that what the Gemara means with the Ibai's Ibn Zabalik like Tim, and never don't take the Amar Rabba Lelag Rabba had previously said Shavuot Esther, I swear I'm going to drink. El Tuchlatazi, rather you could answer, I feel the Shavuot Shalai Esther, that rather I swore that I'm not going to drink it, like I explained, that this word means, what the Gemara means to say with the Ibai's Ibn, that Ein Esachalis. The next is Matthew Begum is the Gemara, that what do the Rabbanan do with Rip Shimon's Pasim Mikol, Asher Yasim Megefayayim? They say it comes to teach regarding that all these three Nazar are going to combine one with the other. But that the Gemara says that Tosfos quotes the Maskel Reb Shimon. Let's say Tzir. Reb Shimon does not have this concept of combining. Kolem, in other words, in Tzarch Yitulatzir, if you don't need an extra pasuk to combine them together, because the Philibish Ari Sum Kehil B'Dem, because even other prohibitions like forbidden fats and blood, Mechayim B'Kolchur you give them be liable even a minute amount. So there's no halach of Tzir. But Lomer Kazayis, we didn't say that is a shear to be mitzarf of an olive size. That's ill carbon. And but Mahakol Eshayv Tzir of the carbon. But here with the carbon of the nazar, it doesn't apply any combination because carbon nazar in the bal shal shasiyin. The carbon that you bring as nazar doesn't come for drinking wine. Ill malchus, you get lashed over that. But carbon bal shal mas nedrei, the carbon is only coming when you complete the nedarim. So therefore, it wouldn't be have any application for the word mikol for Reb Shimon to learn as tzir. And therefore, he learns it as his halacha that you have to take your nedar on everything and not just on one thing. Not like the halacha of the Mishnah. Next test must begin with the words of the Mishnah, which the next Taisus actually belongs before this one, but the order is this Taisus. What's the difference between Nazar, Shemshel, Nazar? The Taisus, you're going to say, wait a second, let's take a look. It says, a very simple difference between them is being Shoyal on your nether, to go to the Rav and be Matar and say, I regret having taken this Naziris. Because the Nazar, Shemshel, less of a Shayla. You can't undo a Naziris, Shemshel. That's something that's from Shemaim and Avu. It's not a nether that you took. It's from Shemaim. The nazar oil is a b'shele, but regarding an eternal nazar, you could undo it. You could be shele. Could these pegmas the markets like we learned last pegmas the chabes and avka b'chersh tamachel by the case of someone who's plying one furrow and you can be violating many things. So that's where it's brought that you could be shele. So why didn't you say that is different? There's something that says but you'd say is milsa the less of a naziris like a tani. No, something that's not applicable for naziris that we're not learning. In other words, as Taz explains, then yishal naziris. If you're going to be shal naziris, azla have a nazir, then you're not even a nazir. Bachema, what we were saying in the mission is mabe nazir shem shabachul kishneim nazir. What's it? When they're both nazir, what's the difference between them? Yeah, there is a difference in one not being a nazir, but that's not what we want to know. One in their naziris, what's the difference? Next, that's not the words of the previous Mishnah. Shimshin, if someone says, I'm going to be like Shimshin, or Kaben Menayach, like the son of Menayach, or Kaben Delilah, the husband of Delilah. Now, because Avok Shimshin, look at this, says, but if let's say you just say, I want to be like Shimshin, or Kaben Menayach, look at this, or just like Ben Menayach, like sorry, that wouldn't be enough. Until you say all these three to Menayach, just look at the Gemara like it's obvious from the Gemara. Now, Mekama Elech, from these words on, Gorosh Ben Tam Rebin Tam, his text is, Ukamish Akadal Sazazaz Bevav, like the one who uprooted the doors of Azza with a Vav. who commissioned our completion of the Sinai, and like the one that the Philistines poked out his eyes, because the oikama, avav kadosim mean or. In other words, here it's oishayam ekimishak, it's not and. It's or, if he says like the one that that ripped out the doors, oikimishak, or like the one that they poked out his eyes, because the iamakabal delay luchod, if you say, like, I just want to be like the husband just of Delilah, which that would seem to be a discussion if that's from the first three, but just like when uproot the doors of Azal, or just like someone that the Philistine poked at his eyes, have another assumption. That would be another assumption. The whole like a Lamitic, because that's no mistaking. The Gemara says the other things, many people call Shimshin, many people could have this the father of Menoyach. It's not a proof, but we all know who the Philistines poked out the eyes. We know who ripped out the doors of Azal, and that would be indicative and conscious to the first three terminologies. So next test master with the words of the Gemara, Nozer Oilam Mekel. So one of the differences is that an eternal Nazar, he could go ahead and lighten the load of his hair. But he cannot totally shave his hair. Like we found that he was a Nazar, but he didn't totally shave his hair. So Messiah, as we know, as the Gemara tells in Saita, that he actually got caught in here and he was suspended from here, and that's how he died. So we see, but he could lighten it. But he just can't take it totally off. So next test, maybe give him a hair. So now he brings three animals. As Tais explained, B'shoshim Mekel, when he lightens the load of his hair, which that's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, it's a halacha tradition of Moshe Mitzinai, and Vasmachta, an allusion to this, Ma'avshalom from Avshalom, the Amma that he says, Ashalom Nedorai, that I will pay back my Nedorim, which is, to the Karbon, this is Chatzis al B'shalom, K'nazotar like a Nazotar when he finishes his Nazirs. And Karbon Tuma, and if it comes to Tuma, he brings the Karbon Tuma, which is Shtei Teirim Oshem, which are two turtle doves and a guilt offering.